the Muslim, he comes out on the day of Eid and he sees kafir with nice clothes, the kafir has to take his clothes off and give it to the Muslims. The kafir, when he walks inside the street, he has to wear a red belt around his neck and he has to have his forehead shaved and he has to wear two shoes which are different from one another. He's not allowed to walk on the pavement. He has to walk on. He has to walk in the middle of the road, and he has to ride on a mule.
Hey! Namaskar. I showed you two clips of two different incidents. You would be wondering, why am I showing you these two clips? What is the relevance between the first clip and the second? I'll try and explain to you the relevance between the first clip and the second. In the first clip, there is this fanatic Islamic scholar trying to say that one day this world will be dominated by Islam and the person who does not believe in Islam or doesn't follow Islam will be made to sit on a donkey with half his head shaven and made to parade the entire city. So what he's saying is, you will be under me. I will be more powerful than you are because you don't believe in what I believe in. The second clip that you saw was that of Tripura. BJP won with 48% vote. CPIM lost with 44% vote. The 48% who won are telling the 44% of people whose party didn't win, saying that, look, we are more powerful than you. Look, here we are breaking a statue which you built. And you can't do a damn because we are more powerful. You see the relevance? You see the relevance between a fanatic Islamist terrorist saying, you know, if you are not following Islam, we will rule over you. We will prevail over you. And likewise, there is this group of people who are saying, look, you know what? Now we are 48% and you are only 44%. So we are more powerful than you are. So we will crush you. We will crush your belief. You will crush your thought. I don't think the people who made Lenin statue even knew who Lenin was or couldn't even care a damn. For them, it was a statue of what they thought that he possibly represented them collectively. And the person who broke, the people who broke the statue also didn't know who Lenin was. They just broke it so that the people who built it knows that they are not in power anymore. The other faction is in power. Friends, I want to ask you, is this what democracy is? If every new party that comes into power starts harming people who voted for the other party, where would this democracy go and end? So, today, I'm doing this editorial because I'm scared. Till now, it was all okay. Intolerance, that, this and the other, fine, it's all fine. We thought everything will go away. But that symbolic breaking of Lenin, by the way, is not a good man. He killed a lot of people. He believed in the Marxist theory and he killed a lot of people during his regime. So all that's fine. He's not a good man. I agree. But the reason why his statue was taken down is not because he was a good man or bad. It is because it was to prove to the people who put up his statue that you are no longer in power. This worries me. The next time I walk towards my ballot box, I should not have fear for casting my vote. Because the day I walk into that ballot room with fear in my heart, that day India loses our democracy. Namaskar.